Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our podcast channel. This is Karkar, one of your friendly neighborhood podcasters. Today, I want to dive into something really important, the effects of choking on elderly individuals. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, let me share a story that hit me hard. It was a September morning, just like any other. Then came the devastating news. My grandmother had passed away. But what shook me to my core was the cause. She choked on her food when someone was feeding her. No diseases, no failing organs. Just a simple, tragic accident. Now, let's talk about how choking messes with the heart's rhythm. Imagine this, something gets lodged into your throat, cutting off the oxygen supply. Without oxygen, your heart muscles start to struggle. That's when things can go haywire. You may wonder, can choking lead to cardiac arrest? The answer is yes, but how it happens precisely is what we will explore in this podcast. Firstly, it can cause asphyxiation, also known as suffocation. Suffocation occurs when your body fails to obtain enough oxygen to keep your vital organs working. When you breathe, your lungs exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide. This process is interrupted when there isn't enough oxygen. And since asphyxiation causes your blood to stave off oxygen, vital tissues in the heart begin to die. This causes your heart to strain, triggering angina and leading to heart failure. According to the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the USA, asphyxia-induced cardiac arrest occurs in patients with airway obstruction, respiratory failure, pulmonary embolism, gas poisoning, drowning, and choking. If this condition isn't corrected immediately, a person can be asphyxiated to death. Back then, when my grandmother got choked and required immediate medical intervention like CPR, there was no one who acknowledged about this information. So she did not get saved in the emergency rescue golden time. So, in a nutshell, choking doesn't just mess with your breathing, it messes with your heart too. And trust me, you don't want to mess with your heart. So whether you are feeding your grandma, your little cousin, or even yourself, let's all be a bit more mindful, alright? Thanks for tuning in, guys. Stay safe, stay aware, and I will catch you next time on the next podcast.